don't have any, but are you guys here for, they just walked in? What are you guys here for?
Extension.
I don't see it on our agenda.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to...
I guess she could do it now.
That's what I'm wondering, if you want to go ahead and do it during our commission remarks.
Sure.
If you'd like to give an update.
Go ahead.
They told me it was a scheduled time, so...
Well...
It actually came up on my calendar, but it's not on our agenda. So that's okay. Probably that's probably on us.
And we've got employees out right now, six. So.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Willow Williams with MU Extension. I'm the 4-H specialist. So I'm kind of out of practice on this. I apologize.
No, that was here.
That goes down there.
I thought it did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So I'll do a quick update for you. I'll start out with mine. This is all Taney County here. It's been an absolutely busy summer, but I do want to note some things that are happening here. We are going to start a new club in Eastern Taney County. We're trying to find out a good place to meet. Hollister Schools, I'm meeting with them this week. They're hiring a junior from College of the Ozarks who will be the who will lead 4-H programs in the Hollister after-school programs. So I've been doing that all throughout this past year and in the summer. I got a break this past month, but it's great that we have someone who's going to be hired who'll do this. So I'm getting all the curriculum and doing some training with her. We're working on a memorandum of understanding with the Boys and Girls Club of the Ozarks to hire a full-time 4-H YPA that'll just work in the club and do programs in the club. You guys know that I'm real busy all the time, especially in that Forsyth Club, so I'm excited about that. I've talked with Micah at OTC in Hollister, and, you know, COVID still knocked us out last year because we usually do those back-to-school events, or not back-to-school, but career readiness events in February. So we're going to start those up again, and we already have Branson and Forsyth schools asking about that. We have about 250 students that come out for that. I taught summer camps all throughout the summer with Elevate Branson and Hollister Summer School. And, of course, I provide a lot of STEM kits to Hollister schools and the Boys and Girls Club. So, of course, we have our clubs that have been going on, the Achievers. They're doing, next weekend will be the last state shoots. They go to state shoots and regional shoots, and they always do very well in that. The Trailblazers Club on the Forsyth side, it has really expanded and grown quite a bit, so I'm really excited about them. They participated in Poultry Chain. All of their exhibits that went to Ozark Empire Fair in the Eplex, every kid out of that club got a purple rosette. They were either champion or reserve champion in their respective categories. So that's pretty good. I can say that for Jenny Novot, she's doing Healthy Cooking Made Easy classes. They weren't listed in her update, but she's doing those at the Taney County Health Department in September, October, and November. Amber Allen, she has something here. I tried to see if she mentioned what she's doing in Taney County, and I don't think it's listed there. However, I know that she's working with Branson Schools to do a lot of youth mental health first aid programming there, and we'll also get the EITC financial preparedness info in there. Tim Schnockenberg, who is our agronomy specialist, is working to have a fall beef tour. Jim Worth, who works for OTC but is a retired extension specialist, is still doing child care provider trainings over at OTC Hollister. SBDC, or Small Business Development Center, comes from Springfield at least once a week and is in the office. And so far, VITA is still on for this coming year. That's all I had. Thank you for accommodating me.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate all your work with the kids. Your enthusiasm shows, and it shows them what the kids are doing.
Thank you very much. And I know that we don't have my position filled. On the way here, I was talking to our vice chancellor for extension, and really trying to push him on asking when they're opening these positions. He said 12 are open now. In 2 months, they'll open up another 12. I impressed upon him the need that we have and to really let us know as soon as they can a timeline when they can get someone in. The hardest part is getting people to apply for jobs these days. So that's the only update on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 468902 through 468943. Warrants 7976 through 7979. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, August 29th, August 31st, and September 6th of 2022, and executive session minutes for August 31st, 2022.
Commissioner Williams, would you look at the 29th on the first page?
Yep. What about it?
What is Exhibit A? Move to approve except Exhibit A.
Don Ingram, the attorney that was representing the group, asked us to enter into the record the packet that he gave us, and we labeled that as Exhibit A.
Oh, okay. Is that in the minutes then, the packet?
It went into the... That I don't know. It doesn't look like it, but I think...
I'd forgotten that. It was confusing to me because Exhibit A, then it doesn't show anything.
I think he just wanted it in our record, which would be part of the actual packet of information. If you want it in the actual minutes, you can, but it's going to be a pretty large packet, I think.
Well, no, but then the clerk's office has it, so if somebody comes and ask.
If they don't, they should have it because it was entered into the record as evidence. So it may be in a file that we have upstairs. It may need to be copied and given to the clerk's office as well.
It'll have to be at the clerk's office if it's going to be referenced then. So if somebody came and asked, they could see what Exhibit A was.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she did bring a new first page that had, I think the word also was taken out. I don't know if I think Mike has that. I don't know if you have that or not, Sheila.
There was one laying here. I was just looking at it.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes for August 29th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 31st of
2022. Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did you guys see anything on the 31st or the 6th?
No.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 31st, 2022 and September 6th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for auto body repair services number 202208-504.
Good morning. I'm here to recommend the auto body repair services for bid number 202-208-504. We had two bidders. One was Auto Body Repair Service in Kirbyville. The other one was Jim's Auto Body. During the review, myself and Sheriff Daniels and Nikki, the Auto Body Repair Services had left some of the boxes unchecked.
Excuse me, Devin. Is that the name of it, Auto Body Repairs?
That's what I've got on my paper.
Oh, mine is saying Southside Body Shop. What you're saying?
Southside Body Shop, Kirbyville, Missouri.
Okay, Southside Body Shop, Kirbyville, Missouri. Had left some unmarked. And I've got a copy of that if you want to look at it.
Just says it was disqualified for not adhering to the bidding requirements, specifically 1.2, 2.5, and no answer for markup percentage as requested and no W-9.
Correct.
Okay.
Therefore, our recommendation would be Jim's Auto Body for primary.
Move to award bid number 202208-504 to Jim's Auto Body, Forsyth, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Devin, do you know if this Kirbyville or Southside, do they know why they're not?
I'm assuming that Nikki would have notified
them. Let
them
know why they're not.
I don't know
what they're doing wrong.
I don't know how they handle that after.
I think if they have any questions, they can ask her, and she'll.
Yeah.
I don't believe they had ever bid before, and they had called and wanted to know why that it was always done at one spot and so forth.
Right.
And I told them we went out for bid.
Okay.
But the answer to that, I don't know how she does it after we.
All right. White River Electric letter of support for fiber to home broadband network.
Any questions?
No,
I don't.
I move to approve the letter of support for White River Valley Electric fiber to home broadband network.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Outlaw the 2018 personal property taxes per revised Missouri Statute 140.730.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This page is a replacement of what you may have. I corrected a date, and then we have one pay online over the weekend.
Okay.
Which is a bonus, but the programmer didn't get it pulled, so.
Do not have the printout. Normally, we have the printout showing how much each entity is being taken off, like an abatement.
No, I have this.
That would probably,
this, yeah.
That would probably be it.
Just one.
Questions?
Chills with being abated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I move to remove the 2018 personal property taxes for 140.730.3 in the same manner as done for real estate in 137.260.